there will be some opportunities presented by the change in behavior of the people. So what will be those behavioral change? Growth in domestic travel as a compared to international travel. Obviously, people would love to travel within our own country because the urge to travel still remain, but with international borders not yet open, people don't find it so comfortable to travel internationally. You never know by which COVID vibrant you would be affected. So people will travel domestically, which has shown quite a big boom in India. Domestic travel, especially on domestic flight, has seen almost to the 80% of what we were in 2019. People will apply due diligence and will select destination with low risk from the trusted sources only. Growth in offbeat tourism activity, like agri-tourism that involve participation of the local community and not the international tourist. You will never know which tourist coming from where has what impact. So local community, you know for sure that this area is free from COVID. You can go into your Arogya Setu app and check. Another thing is that arrival of solo travel will allow people to practice hygiene without worrying about the travel partner. People will be looking for distance location that are not crowded. So some of the norms, solo traveler, which means single traveler, traveling alone without any partner or a friend or spouse, and traveling to destination that are not crowded. So now the new norm will be to select a destination on these bases. It is but obvious that health and wellness tourism will be on the rise. People would like to go for health and wellness tourism. Due to increased awareness about the health. Health and safety now go hand in hand when people are thinking about traveling. So health will be priority. It may be observed that travel and tourism business may be required to have flexible approaches in dealing with their customers, meaning a lot of rules and regulations, especially with regard to refund, with regard to rebooking, have to be modified. Because if upon arrival or at the airport, certain check puts the passenger with COVID positivity, then he or she may not be able to take that flight. So what happens for the money that he or she has paid for the air flight, because he would not be able to fly after getting a positive report. So all that norm would be emerging opportunity to cap. You need to offer change of reservation policy if found with so and so and so and so. Because nobody would travel insurance with COVID as a clause added to for sickness or ailment related to that, expenses pertaining to that are covered in those travel insurance. That type of a travel policy would be more in demand. So travel and tourism sector may be using innovation and seeking the integrated of new technology, contactless technology, digital methods, all this will be the emerging opportunities. Cybersecurity is another aspect that has to be kept in mind in context of distance working, particularly as the remote work becomes the new norms. And as identities are on the digital platform, which we have experienced in the last 1.5 year. More and more approaches have gone on digital platform, virtual platform. People have been holding business conferences, trade fairs on virtual platform, digital platform, wherein on a particular slot, you will be allowed to talk one-on-one with a travel partner, travel destination board on the other side. So the virtual platform with the cyber security is another aspect that will be an opportunity. Some of the countries initially started showing their whole destination on a virtual platform. So in this new context, transparency in interaction as well as proactive communication will become more important. Many things due to COVID have come to our country from virtual platform, digital platform, at least 2-3 years or 4 years in advance that were expected to come little later, but have come faster because of the new norms, new opportunities in the form of digital, virtual, earlier than what it was expected. So we have to be ready, and this will be the only way until such time that everything settles down and comes back to normalcy. Now we look at the various analysis way forward. We look at the SWOT analysis, strength, weakness, opportunities and threat for travel and tourism. We are talking about the strength. We'll come back to normal slowly. Field expert, because tourism is one feeling or one area that everyone who has some disposable income would always opt for. We would like to get out of our routine life. We would like to be out of our stress life. We would like to see something new. So this is a strength for creating tourism to come back and grow. And all experts believe this, because in the past also, whenever such scenarios came, it came back faster, be it is tsunami, financial meltdown, SARS, or various situations that came up. The tourism industry has bounced back successfully. Most of the experts, above half of them, do not see a return to pre-pandemic until 2024. Of course, it is a long time period, but you never know, because these are all the calculations based on the current studies. You never know what would help in bringing things much earlier back, because as I've said, tourism is one feeling that goes with many of us. We would like to see something different. That's why the international travel has to come back faster. The approval, the protocol, the norms have to be put in practice. Acceptance of international passport all will help to support the return of tourism faster. So we are looking at long road to recovery. So many percent of tourism experts expecting international tourism to return to pre-pandemic levels by this time. So in 19, 14% believe that it would come back in 2022. 36% by 2023, and 49% feel that it will be to the level of 2019 by 2024. So half of people still believe it will not come back before 2024. These are all estimates by expert, taking into consideration what currently the scenario is going on. If situation improves on this faster than what they are practicing now, it will come back much early. Because for tourism, you need to also have your additional income, supporting income, or whichever income that you were putting separate for international travel. That has to come in the form of earnings. So earning also has to rise up in accordance. It's not only the protocol, the acceptance, the health, safety, hygiene. You need to have earning for tourism to grow. According to UN World Survey Forward, we are looking, the travel and tourism sector will emerge as a winner from this situation by adapting to its strength, reducing weakness, identifying the opportunities, and overcoming threats. So identifying the opportunities, new opportunities like digital, health, hygiene, safety, new tourism policies, offering some sort of incentive to attract, like India has offered 5 lakh free visa, and so many countries are offering some sort of discount coupons. Airlines will be attracting by bringing in possibly fares that were not fares that they were offering for bubble flight. Entire scenario will change, and the threat that we are looking at in the form of health, hygiene, we will be able to overcome by maintaining protocols, the international acceptance of your travel passport. So SWOT, we take again, strengths, proven resilience of tourism in past crisis. Mention about this. All the past crises, tourism has bounced back, sometimes more successfully. For example, cruise, when Titanic, the movie, was shot and released, the cruise industry was very much concerned about it, and they thought, oh, Titanic, showing the sinking part of the whole Titanic, will bring in negativity to cruise industry. But what happened? It gave a positive approach to people to sail and cruise. And cruise industry, boom, after the release of Titanic. More heavy investment came in the form of orders for building mega ships. So likewise, in the previous past crisis of financial meltdown, tsunami, SARS, various crises, they came in front of tourism industry, bringing in numbers down, it bounced back. So that is a strength. Domestic tourism has already supported. We have a huge population of 450 million Indians who would support our tourism industry to bring in tourists to the respective hotel service providers, airlines, hotels, all will be getting the domestic tourists. We have 450 million middle class income group. Adaptation of capacity, safety and hygiene protocols, trip closer to the home, value for money, responsible consumer behavior are all the strength. Consumer will be behaving more responsibly by observing the protocol required for COVID, applying masks, hygiene, cleaning hands, sanitizing, all will be the new consumer behavior, because everybody will be concerned about his or her health more. People will go to closer destination. So if anything happens, they can immediately come back or call people to support and help them to bring them back. And likewise, these are all the strength that we are talking of. Government always considering fiscal incentive or some packages as support to the sector. Let's hope that government start also giving us some packages, especially for tourism, in form of tourism support we need. Government always consider some support, and government should keep considering, because you need this industry to float and go successfully. Huge investment is in this industry. Weakness. Now we are looking way forward with the weakness. Some of the market segment potentially affected are also high spender markets, international long-haul flights, business traveler, and events. Even domestic travel is also affected to some extent, mainly due to the restriction and unavailability of transport. Previous months, we were seeing few states banning people to travel from another state because number of COVID cases in those states were high. That was a weakness. Likewise, a weakness in the form of no business or MICE events happening, because MICE is a high-end, a big budget deal with staying into five-star, four-star property, availing high-quality services, possibly flying business class, and with low income coming to companies with revenue drop, earnings drop, they were affected. So that's a weakness in our way forward. Possibly that may take time to bounce back. Also, capacity of passengers were reduced on flight. Hotels were asked to not go at 100% occupancy, and less number of flights in comparison to what earlier flights were going. So a major disruption in the airline industry, with airline failures and concentration on coming back with the scheduled flights, which is a guaranteed departure. A perception of travel as a risk would always remain. Somebody, in fact, everybody is concerned now about his or her health. And in the flight, of course, when you have interaction with different type of passengers, you never know what type of passenger is sitting next to you, whether he is a positive COVID or not. Of course, there are documentation required, but the risk still exists after arrival and so on. So these were the weaknesses. We go into the weakness further with restriction to travel for some period, low levels of demand when restarting tourism due to social distancing, because you would not be allowed to visit. You will be asked to have a social distancing. That will be a possible weakness. Lack of reference in previous downturns. So what was seen as a drop, that would be a reference. And with that, the tourism sector would see as a weakness. Now, from the SWOT, we have seen strength and weakness. We go for the opportunities. Organization may rethink their business models. Every tour operator, travel agency, destination, hoteliers, service provider, booking provider, consolidator, all are thinking of different business models, different business strategies. So it's an opportunity to put the thinking cap on and start rethinking. There is a scope for innovation and digitalization. New things, putting into practice new things. Business opportunities with emphasis on sustainability and sustainable-oriented segment. For example, picking up rural tourism, nature tourism, health, wellness tourism will be a priority in their approach to business models. Instead of taking point A to point B, 3-night, 4-night stay, hotel, that type of a routine, they will come up with these new things. People would like to see natural places rather than mass tourism. And de-escalation phases initiated by several countries towards the new normals. So new normals are coming up, which we have spoken. Various new strategies will be coming in. New marketing approaches will be made. New business models will be set up. New models will be set up to attract tourists, guarantee them their safety and their hygiene. Progress in adaptation plans in destination and companies. So we will adopt, we will put into new practices, and that will be our progress. Now, what is a threat? The last element of sort. Uncertain economic environment is a threat, obviously, because recession is going on, rising unemployment, huge number of people lost their jobs. Some have moved, some have forgotten about those and have gone and looking for new sort of things. Say from tourism industry, they have moved to share market. Some have seen moving from tourism industry to possibly distribution of agriculture product, distribution of, they have gone into logistics. So that's a threat we can see because of unemployment and job at risk, closure of business, disposable income reduced. You have income that has gone down 30, 40, 50%. Some are working on freelancing sort of a job or project-related job. Uncertainty weighing on consumer and business confidence. This is an element of a real threat. Uncertainty. Consumer and business confidence has to be brought back. And for that, you need to look at the opportunity that we saw in our previous slide of bringing in new business models. Uncertain length of pandemic, we don't know. Lot of people are talking of third wave coming or not yet come, we are observing, or new variants in the form of black fungus that we keep hearing. All that and vaccine unavailability, because India has taken as a big pride of 100 crore being vaccinated. The extent of lockdown and travel restrictions that still keep going of lockdown scenario. In many countries, they have brought it back. Like I gave example of Russia that has closed for 1 week. Totally everything brought back to the first stage of COVID implementation protocol. Now Russia is closed for 1 week. An unknown form of the new norm. We don't know. Many of them are visualizing, thinking, planning. The thing that will be the new norm would be accepted in a travel practice. Unknown. We may not know also, and it will be practice. That's all. We come to an end of our post-COVID era, where we have taken into account the various component of what is the scenario going, what will be the new norms, new business model. We have analyzed the SWOT possibilities of what as a strength, weakness, opportunity, and threat that we can implement post-COVID era. The message is just new strategies would be coming in. Every tourism organization, tourism player would have to rewrite, research, and look at tourism promotion, growth in absolutely new normals that would be picked up from our learnings in the COVID era. Thank you very much. You were listening to Professor Sheikh Rahmatullah. It is wonderful talking to you, dear student. Have a good study and reading and learning.